Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook.
I'm executive producer Dave Arnold, and I'm here with writer-director Marshall Younger.
Hello.
And sound designer Christopher Deal.
Hey.
And we're here to talk about an unusual situation that we found ourselves in during the spring of 2020. We should explain that Adventures in Odyssey is and has always been recorded in what we call family style. What that means, basically, is that all the actors are in the studio working with one another instead of recording separately. If you hear a scene, for example, with Wit, Connie, and Eugene in it, those three actors were together in the studio at the same time.
Good. I just want to do one more, please, so we can just smooth it out a little bit more.
What do you mean by that?
I mean smooth it out a little bit more.
He wants it better. That's a...
Yes, just be better.
Kind way of saying do it better.
Even better.
Just even better. It was excellent.
Anything
I just want
specific?
Better than excellent.
Okay. He's all never right. Satisfied with great.
All right.
101%.
Exactly. Thank you. All right, here we go. This is scene 9, take 4.
We typically fly from Colorado to California 4 times a year, gather our actors in the studio, and record. But, well, 2020 was not a typical year.
As the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations continues to explode, the nation's governors and mayors are again taking steps to try to get a handle on this. They're closing businesses or cutting back hours in other cases, and advising and in some cases ordering folks to stay home.
Due to the travel restrictions and the businesses shut down related to the coronavirus, we had to cancel our scheduled in-studio recordings for the spring.
We wanted to keep Odyssey rolling, but in more than 900 episodes, we had never recorded anybody outside of the walls of our professional recording studio. But desperate times call for desperate measures. Dave quoted a line from the movie Apollo 13.
Gentlemen, I believe this will be our finest hour.
That was the coolest thing ever.
I'm so proud of myself for saying that, actually.
We needed to find a way to record our actors in their homes. Townsend Coleman, the voice of Jason, had been pitching to us a way to do remote recording for years.
I've been working from home, doing my voiceover stuff from home for quite a few years now. And somebody suggested to me that I look at this thing called IPDTL about 4 years ago. And I was just knocked out by what it seemed to promise that it could do. So I subscribed to it.
We set up the software and did some tests with our team.
Can I ask why you called?
Did you call just to listen to the hold music?
I was going to ask a question, but... not anymore.
After going through that, we tried it with some of the actors.
Go ahead and say something there.
Oh, are we recording? I'm a bibliophile.
Hello, I am now using this equipment to the best of my abilities, which is not too great.
While Chris was working out the technical issues, I quickly realized we needed scripts, new scripts, to record. Other shows we had in process wouldn't really fit our parameters for these recordings.
No, because the scripts that we normally would have may not have actors that had home studios. And we needed scenes that took place inside to account for echoes in different people's environments.
Marshall, tell us about how you came up with the idea for the episode.
Well, a lot of writers like to have a completely blank slate when they're starting a new project. But I actually like parameters. I like things that limit me because then I can focus more. So when I was told that I had to create a simple premise involving a limited number of actors, well, that actually helped me come up with an idea. When I found out that Jess Harnell, Townsend Coleman, and Katie Lee all had good home studios, well, I knew I could work with this.
So we scheduled a time for Jess, Katie, and Townsend to get together and work out a remote recording. It really was unprecedented for us. The actors were in their homes, in closets, in California.
And I was in Colorado engineering.
And I was directing from my home in Tennessee. So there were about 8 different locations in 3 different time zones.
Yeah, it was crazy. But eventually the time came for us to start recording.
I'm just going to ask each one of you to actually clap for me. I'm going to go down this line real quick so I can sync this up later because I'm going to need that's going to be important for me on the back
okay.
end. So Katie, can you clap? Jess, can you clap? All right. Okay, this is going to be take 1 on scene 1A.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is something you want to hear, but...
Everything started out great. We got the first half of the first scene recorded, and then
that might not be the...
A technology crash. Katie's computer melted down, and she couldn't get back online with us.
Which brought the session to a screeching halt. Katie was in every scene. We couldn't record anything without her.
I'm sorry for the delay, Marshall.
So we waited. And waited.
I think we're going to have to... I'm going to chocolate.
Our sessions are normally 4 hours long. We have the actors scheduled for 4 hours, and only 4 hours. We were 2 hours in and had recorded a grand total of 4 pages.
Yeah.
That's not where you want to be as a director.
Or an engineer.
Or an executive producer, for that matter. I was about 10 minutes away from calling off the session and trying to get everybody back together at another time when all of a sudden...
All right, Katie. Yeah. There you are.
Katie got her computer back up and running. We brought all the actors back into their closets, home studios.
And it was off to the races. We had 2 hours to record the remaining 30 pages.
There's no way.
Top of five to page eight. Hopefully we can get this done in two takes and maybe pickups, and then we'll move on.
That'd be all beautiful. Right.
One of the things that a director needs to do is to create chemistry among the actors. That was a challenge in remote recording because the actors were not in the same room. But when you work with this group...
I pretended like Townsend was somebody I liked.
that's always a good start.
It's funny, though. You know, the Odyssey actors are like a family at this point. We've been together for so many years. And so you can take us apart and stick us in a room, and we relate to each other just through our voices because we carry the images of the past with us.
Yeah, we know who we are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That's not hard.
I can visualize Katie's face when she's speaking.
Right. Right. So for me, it's just, you know, as voice actors, I think we're always about using our imaginations anyway.
So if you remember what Marshall said, we had booked the actors for 4 hours. Well, 4 hours in, we had basically completed the show.
So much credit goes to you guys on the production team for figuring out how to make it work and piecing it all together.
We often have really excellent scripts on this show. This was fantastic, dude.
And despite all the hurdles, we still ended up with a great episode of Adventures in Odyssey.
I just think it was great that we could keep the momentum. Not that I don't miss everybody, but it was great to be able to still work.
You know, it's not perfect technology. I don't think there is such a thing. But it works really, really well.
There's no perfect technology, just perfect actors.
Well put.
And that's how these events all led to the recording of Unrelatable. It really was our finest hour.
Finest 4 hours.
The first 2 hours were not our finest hours. The second 2 hours were our finest 2 hours.
Yeah, these were our finest few hours.